And today we find quite a lot is being said about Jerusalem. And we today are saddened and trusting the Lord to be with us and to hear our prayer as well as we cry out to the Lord. Yes, we need to be happy because God hears and answers prayer. And that's why we are praying daily that God will manifest his power in our midst. Nehemiah chapter 1. And here, Nehemiah, after hearing the sad news of what had happened in Jerusalem, he says here in chapter 1, "And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and weep." Yes, friends, he cried and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. I like that verse very much. And I'm going to read it again because these are words that I like talking about. Fasting and praying and the name of God in heaven. Let me read again. "And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down," he said, "and wept and mourned." That is to tell you how sad he was, certain days. And he did what? He didn't just be sad and wept, but and fast and pray before who? Before God of heaven. And said, "I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him." Oh, I love that. "And observe his commandments." Those that love him and serve him and keep his commandments. "Let thine ears now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou may hear the prayer and of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night." I like that. He was so burdened, so troubled. For this country, Jerusalem was known as a place of worship. Yes, and it was all destroyed, the walls and the gates, and the various buildings were being destroyed. The word of God says, "He day and night for the children of Israel, thy servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel. Where we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned." You see, friends, when God's people turn away from him and begin to serve other gods, the house of God is being destroyed. The hearts of the people are turned away from God who delivered them. Yes, then we find that there is sadness. And this is what is happening to us today over the world. There is much sadness taking place in all nations today, because we have turned away from God. I want you to know today, friends, that the God that we serve is a God that hears prayers, and he loves for us to come and have fellowship with him, because that's what this old thing message is about today, where we're going to be hearing from God and we're going to be seeing him. And so I want you to know that when we see the glory of God, oh, it brings revival. That's it. When we see the manifestation of the power of God, it brings revival to our hearts. We rejoice in him for his goodness and for his mercies. But then, that's Nehemiah. I want you to think of Moses at this time. The word of God tells us here in Exodus chapter 3, Moses had a time with God. have to hear from God. And you saw the glory of God. Yes, as you went to the mount, there you saw the bushes burning in Exodus chapter 3. Here we find, friends, that God always loved to visit his people and manifest his glory. And this we see here with Moses. What a wonderful experience he had. I'm going to ask you today, when last have you had a similar experience? It's important for us, friends, brethren, to enter into prayer and fasting, waiting upon the Lord continually. God will visit us and manifest his power through us, and that is important, because God is almighty and he is all powerful. And so we serve a God that is real, a God that hears and answers prayer. And here we find in Exodus, the word of God says here, Exodus chapter 3, oh, what a beautiful portion. Now Moses kept the flock of his father-in-law. Yes.
Yes.
What an experience he had while he was there by the mountain. What he saw in chapter 3, he saw fire. Yes, friends, we have many choruses about fire. Let the fire come down on me. Yes, and other choruses as well. But we want the Holy Ghost fire to come down upon this nation and upon other nations too. Yes, the word of God says, and he came to the mount of God. Evening, Horeb. Yes. And what happened? The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. Again, fire speaks of the power of God, speaks of his manifestation in different ways. Yes, I appeared out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Today, friends, I want to just pause to tell you that we serve a God who loves all men. He's not willing that any should perish, but I want you to know, friends, that he's almighty and he's all powerful. That's the God we want to tell you about today. A God who speaks, a God who hears, a God who answers prayer. We learn that Nehemiah spent a lot of time, night and day, praying and asking God to be merciful to Jerusalem. And what a revival they had there, yes, in Jerusalem. Why? Because Nehemiah prayed and fasted, not only once, but day and night. And we as a people, we must pray and fast day and night, in season and out of season. The word of God says, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see his great sign. Why the bush is not burnt. I'm sure you would do likewise. If you see a fire going and the bushes are not burning, then you would want to know what is wrong. And the word of God says, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, listen to this, and God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, oh, and he said, here I am.
Amen.
If you hear me being called from a burning bush and you see no one, then friends, you're going to become afraid. You're frightened. But I like this. You know, God knows your name. He knows my name. He knows everybody's name. And here we find that God saw Moses out there. And listen what he said. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. Yes, friends. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. We learn back in the Old Testament here, Samuel had an experience like that. He too was sleeping, and he heard his name called 3 times. And he was frightened about that. But then, friends, he was told, go back and listen, and said, here I am, Lord. And he did exactly what he was told to do. Went back, and God was able to speak to him. Today, friends, if God is speaking to you, calling your name, you will wonder, who is? I had a similar experience too, and it was rather frightening. Yes, and I want you to know, friends, that you can have this experience because, as I said earlier on, God knows your name. Praise God. He knows the condition of your heart. Yeah. And here the word of God says, and he said, draw not nigh. Either put off thy shoe from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground.
Yes.
Anywhere God is
yes.
holy ground,
yes.
because he's almighty. He is
Amen.
Powerful. Oh, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he made all things beautiful, all creatures great and small. Yes, friends, God made the world for his own pleasure. Yes, that we too can share the beauty of his handiwork. And so the word of God tells us, and he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoe from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Are you in the presence of God today? Is he here with you? Are you in his presence with you today? Yes. You too can have this experience as Moses. And what happened, friends? The word of God tells us which our time is going, and I want to give you the whole thing. Here the word of God says that Moses was obedient to the voice of God.
Yes, yes.
We too, friends, if we are obedient to the voice of God, then you'll see what will happen, which we're going to read from Matthew, which was read earlier on. Yes, yes. Many of us need to hear the voice of God. Some have never heard the voice of God. It's a marvelous experience. We think of Isaiah also heard the voice of God. Moses heard the voice of God. Nehemiah also heard the voice of God. And David, oh, David, good old shepherd. Ah, yes. It's one who loves to sing and loves to write the psalms. He too continued to hear and to talk to God Almighty. And I want you to understand today, friends, like Nehemiah, prayed day and night, fasted and prayed. As if we call out to him, he will answer, because he has ears to hear and voice to speak. Yes, he has lips and he can speak to us this day. And I do pray that your ears is all tuned to hear from God as he will speak. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father. Oh, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Yes, today, friends, would you like to hear the voice of God? Then you have to tune in. My God hears and answers all things. But now, let me take you to the beauty of what I want to point out to you here. Moses was obedient to the voice of God. And what happened, friends? We find that Moses had another experience where God called out to him because the enemy came to fight against Israel. And what happened, friends? God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, speak to Joshua and tell him, choose out men that will fight against Amalek. Yes. And what happened? He was obedient. He didn't say to God, God, how are we going to fight against these people? We haven't got any weapons. We are so small in number. What are we going to do? But today I want you to know the God that we serve is almighty. Praise his right. wonderful name. That's he's right. all powerful. If we would only just call on his name. And the word of God tells us that they went to war again. And what was the result? The word of God tells us that Moses went up into the mount. Yes, and his servants with him. And they held up his hands that he could pray continually. Yes, friends, today we too as a people have to learn to pray. Pray daily in season and out of season. And we will have victory in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Yes, the God of Moses, God of Nehemiah, yes, God of Isaac. He will hear our prayer if we call out to him for help. Now, let me take you to the fullness of the message. I want you to turn your Bibles with me now to Matthew chapter 4. Here the word of God tells us Matthew chapter 4. Let me spin over the pages quickly because it's important. This is where the fullness of the message is for you today and for me as well. Matthew chapter 4. Oh, I like this, friends. You know, there are so many people who will tell you that they've never heard from God. Yes, so many. Why? Because they're not spending time in prayer with God. He's almighty and wants to hear our voice. The Bible tells us here, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. I like that. He was led again, just like Moses, in the wilderness, being tempted of the devil. I want to pause here for a while, friends. We as God's people must realize and be conscious that the Bible describes the devil as a serpent. The devil seeks to destroy and to kill. Yes, the spirit of darkness, that's the devil. Here the word of God tells us here in Matthew chapter 4, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, be tempted of the devil. Yeah. I must get you to understand, friends, that every time we find this also over in Job chapter 1 and 2, that the God's people came together to have fellowship with God, and there was the devil walking around all over and came and had a conversation with God with regards his servant Job. Today, friends, we must pray in season and out of season because the devil is always coming. What the word of God says here in chapter 4, verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted, listen again here, very important word. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hunger. You know, We hardly hear of churches entering into fasting and praying, but thank God, God has led us as a people to fast, pray every first Tuesday of the month. And oh, it's a wonderful experience to be in the presence of God. Yes, here is Jesus, the Son of God. Yes. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, notice that. You see, friends, the devil knows all things. Command that these stones be made bread. Yeah. Did you hear what the devil is tempting the Son of God to do? And he tempts us all. Every day he's at us, tempting us to do all that is wrong, that is not pleasing in his sight. He did that with Adam and Eve. Yes, and he does that with us today as well. He's always in our presence, tempting us to do the wrong things. But thank God, the Son of God, who is almighty, know all things, and was able to tell him that I can't obey you. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It's important for us as God's children that we read the Word of God. We must know the Word of God. And here, the Son of God is quoting the Scriptures to Satan. But now, let me take you over quickly. Jesus was able to overcome the devil. I want you to know today, friends, if we continue to talk with God, like Nehemiah did, like Isaiah did, like Moses did, yes, we'll be able to overcome the devil, but we must know his word. That's what Jesus did. Jesus quoted the word of God. Now, let me take you quickly to Matthew chapter 4 of Matthew here, and verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light will spring up. Now, I'm going to begin to enlarge on the scripture here and let you see the beauty of God. The word of God says here, from that time, Jesus began to preach. Began to do what? Began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, we today have people that have turned away from God. John the Baptist came and he preached likewise, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus also, he came along and he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 18, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. Isn't that interesting, friends? Saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Yes, they were fishers. And they were casting their net. But, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Not fishers of fish, but fishers of men. Today, friends, Jesus is still passing by your way, my way, and many, many more people all over the world. Jesus is always passing by and he's looking out for men and women, boys and girls, mothers and fathers. Yes, the word of God says, and let me read from verse 18, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. thought two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And this is it, friends, follow me carefully now. And he said unto them, follow me. What a command. Follow me. Many of us are following, but how far away are we from the Savior? These men were fishers of men. Jesus was passing by, and he spoke so that they could hear. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of fish, but I'm going to make you fishers of men.
Yes.
How many of us would like to become fishers of men today? Here, the Word of God says that they followed him, and I will make you fishers of men. Verse 20, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. Today, how close are you with Jesus following? Are you far away today? Many over the past 2, 3, 4 years have backslidden. We have turned away from the house of God. We are no longer walking with God because we are disappointed in what we are seeing around. The walls that fall down, the gates are tumbling down. Everything is tumbling down. But I want you to know, friends, Jesus is passing by your way today. This is a wonderful name. Jesus is passing, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. Today, friends, would you follow Jesus? And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and he called them as well, and they followed him. The Word of God says, and they were mending their nets, and he called them. You know, many times we make the excuse when we are testifying to people, they will make the excuse by saying, I'm too busy. I haven't got time for Christianity now. I haven't got time to follow Jesus. But the Word of God says here, and they immediately left their ship and then father and followed him. Yes. They would you do like the disciples did? These fishers of men, they left their nets and decided to follow Jesus. What happened, friends, in following Jesus? And this is what I like now. I'm going to take you into the beauty of this scripture. Word of God says here, verse chapter 5, verse 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. A mountain is a nice place to be, friends, because you're able to see everything down in the valley. You're able to see the beauty of the plain. You're able to see the beauty of the trees and all the rivers that are running by and the sea. Yes. This is what the Word of God says. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them. Dear friends, would you like for the Savior to be with you and to show you the way? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But let me pause here for a while. The scripture says that he went up into a mountain, and when he was sent, his disciples came unto him. Yes, before that, and seeing the multitudes. Oh, he went up into a mountain. What a place to fellowship. God saw the need right there and then. And the Word of God says, and he taught them. can see. Today, how about listening to God, our Heavenly Father, teaching us what He told Moses? We should love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, with all our strength. Yes. He tells us we should not have any other God before Him. Yes, how about it? How many gods have you? Some of us have many, many gods. But I want you to understand today, friends, Jesus is interested in you.
Yes.
And He wants you to follow Him. What will happen when you follow Him? This is what the Word of God says. He's going to tell you something. He told the fishers of men. He told them, I will make you fishers of men. They were fishers of fish. Fishes. Yes. I will make you fishers of men. Jesus loved to teach, they call him. Master. He would like to teach you. And listen, the Word of God says, while He was up in the mountain, teaching the multitudes there. Oh, I would imagine they were getting thirsty and hungry. But oh, He listened. He saw them. But He saw it was important. And look on verse 13, He says, ye are the salt of the earth. Oh, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is, of course, good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. And this is for us today, friends. Ye are the light of the world. Light of a world that is in darkness. John the Baptist said this. We find that Isaiah said it, a people that walk in darkness, in the great light. Yes, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. This is what Jesus said to the vast multitude of people that were on the hill. Today, friends, we as children of God, following the Son of God. Yes, we have to understand that we are the light of the world because Christ Jesus lives in us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Nehemiah, spend time in fasting and praying. Yes, that's good works. Yes. Praying that there will be a mighty revival. How about if, friends, we as children of God who spend time in praying for this nation, praying for other nations who have turned away from God and failed to serve Him in spirit and in truth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it on the bushel or on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all, not some. I underline that little word, all that are in the house. Where are you today, friends? Are you outside of the wall that is torn down? Your home, you no longer pray in your home, you no longer go to work. You no longer have interest in the things of God. You no longer come to church. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I remember the days when I used to walk with my Bible going to church, and you'd always have the people that are sitting by their fence or some. Sir, would you pray with me and for me? That's what I would hear so often. And I would pause and say, yes, sure. We will pray for you today. We're going to prayer meeting. Yes. Hear the word of God says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or promises. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Yes. Will you walk with Jesus today as he says, follow me, and I make you fishers of men? Now, I must take you to the fullness of the scriptures. Here the word of God tells us. Now, the Bible tells us here that Jesus took his disciples up into the mountain. I like that. Again, the disciples now are going to have a mountaintop experience. Jesus is taking them up into the mountain. Matthew chapter 17. Would you turn with him to that? Matthew 17, here Jesus is now speaking. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brethren, and brought them up into the high mountain. And I wondered, why is it the scripture takes time to emphasize into a high mountain apart, away from all the noise and the bustle and the cursing and the swearing and all that is taking place. He took them away. And so it is with us, friends. Jesus also said that whenever we are entering into prayer and fasting, why not go into the closet, lock yourself away, spend time reading the Word of God and learn more about me and talk with me. Here, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them up into a high mountain. I wonder, friends, why the emphasis on a high mountain? We get away and I begin to picture David, the psalmist. He too speaks of the high mountains. He too speaks of the valley as well. But today, friends, when you are up on the high mountain, you're able to look over and you see all the beautiful things that God has created for all mankind. The Word of God says, and was transfigured before them. What an experience that must have been for these men. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. What a description. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses. Moses had a wonderful experience in Exodus chapter 2 and 3. Yes, where God was able to speak to him. Here the word of God says in verse 3, and behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Talking with who? With Jesus. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles, one for you and one Moses, yes, and one for Elias. Moment we come into contact with Jesus, friends, we want to follow him. The word of God says that he saw the fishers of men. All right, here's a fish. And he called them and they let all. And they followed Jesus. They followed him. And what they saw, Jesus up in the mountain, teaching and preaching to the multitudes here, there. And what an experience they had. The word of God says the time came when they were hungry and Jesus was able to feed them and meet their every need. Today, friends, you too, are you hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Yes. The word of God says, then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make these three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. If we are going to be followers of Christ, friends, and we see the glory of God right there and then, we want to work for him. Today we have many disciples that are following, but they're not prepared to work. Yes, there we find that Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make these three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. Are you a worker of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you prepared to establish men and women into the house of God that they too can help to work? We have to work because the night is fast coming upon us and how we need to call out to Jesus and ask him for help, ask him for wisdom and for guidance. Now, let me hurry on. While we yet speak, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice. Notice that. We're up in the mountains. No one were there. Behold, a voice out of the clouds. It said, this is my beloved son. Oh, what an experience. In whom I am well pleased. Hear him. What voice is saying, friends, to disciples of Jesus, that we should hear what Jesus is saying to us? He tells us that we should come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says we should come, those of us who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. He said we should come if we are thirsty. He said we should come, and if we put our lights upon the hill, others will be able to see the light, which is Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We need to tell men and women, boys and girls today, that they need to come to Jesus. Now, let me move on here. The word of God says, verse 5, while ye yet speak, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Do you know the Son of God? Yes, friends. He teaches, he heals, and he saves the souls of mankind. His name, Jesus, means Savior. Emmanuel, which means God with us. Listen what it says, and roll a voice out of the clouds, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Are you hearing the voice of Jesus speaking to you? When last have you heard from him? When last have you been up into the mountaintop to hear and to get away from all the hustle and the bustle down in the valley on the highway. Yes, it's good to get away with Jesus in the mountaintop to hear. And when his disciples heard, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. Yes, friends, just like Moses, when he heard the voice of God, yes, and the fire burning, and bush is not burning, when he couldn't understand it, he was afraid. If you hear the voice of God today, don't be afraid. Listen what the angel said to the shepherds. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Yes, and behold, a voice out of the clouds, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. Are you afraid? He's telling you to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come, I'm in the fishing business and I'm not catching anything. Come to Jesus and he will teach you how to catch men. Yeah, because he's not willing that any would perish. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them. Oh, we sing that chorus. Oh, we need a touch from the Lord to help in all the trials we go through. Though dark may be the night, oh, it's the ray of light. If we would only get a touch from him. If we get a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ, what a difference it will make. Arise and be not afraid, says the voice. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. I like that. Are you seeing Jesus, friends? All your heads are down. Lift up your heads. Yes. Lift up your heads today and look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes. Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Hallelujah. I like that. He takes away fear. And Jesus came and touched them. Oh, we need another touch, Lord, from you to help in all trials we go through our fence. Our fence is all down. Our gates are down. The walls are down. But then, friends, and Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Now, and when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Are you seeing others around you, away from Jesus? Look in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Then I am going to come to a close. Listen, verse 7. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Do you want a touch from the Savior today? And when they had lifted up their voices, their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus. Who are you seeing, friends, that is causing you not to see Jesus? We have seen so many things around us. But then, friends, turn your eyes upon Jesus and he will meet your needs. He will provide water for you. I am the living water. Yes. Yes, I am the light of the world, he said. Oh, if you're hungry, he will provide food for you. You don't know which way to go. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Ye are sad, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want all Christians to understand today, friends, that the walls all over the world today have broken down. Yes, yes, because the Christians have backslidden over the past 3-4 years, but it's encouraging. I have good news for you today. The Word of God tells us, friends, that He's very much alive. And in addition to that, the radio and the television is telling us that young people are now praying. We have been praying for the young people for some long time now. And it's nice to hear that young people are now praying and having prayer meetings in classes before they begin. In the business places, it's happening now. Yes, friends, keep on praying until the light breaks through. The Lord will answer you. Let us be like disciples who will arise and take up the bed that we find so hard to carry along with us each day. He will walk with you and talk with you and tell us where is own. He wants to be your comforter. He wants to be your help. Will you follow him? Yes. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Would you like to see Jesus today? He's telling you to come. And he told the disciples, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, thanking you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes, that we would see him. We pray, Lord, that today you would take us all up into the mountaintop like you did. When you seen the multitude, you went up into the mountain. And when you were the top, we just love you with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds and our strength. Lord, be merciful to us as a people. Grant us a revival, we pray, in our churches, in our homes, in our schools, in our various communities, Lord, in our business places. Grant a revival, Lord, like Nehemiah prayed and fast. And Lord, the Word of God goes on to tell us that they started building back the walls. Today, friends, would you throw off the burdens and follow Jesus today?
Yes.
Father, have mercy, we pray of you. And we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory because you are interested in all men. You said you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Yes, friends, we thank you for your mercies and your tender kindness. We thank you for your lovingness. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. Yes, in closing, friends, listen. Philip was confused. Lord, we know not. Philip, verse 4, in chapter 14, 8 and 9. He didn't know. He didn't know. There are many that are following Jesus and never have the relationship like Peter, James, and John, having the mountaintop experience of fellowship and love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, hear our cry today. And be merciful to each and every one, and grant us a revival in this country, we beg of you today. And Father, we pray for our young people and are now turning to you. We pray for the homes, and are now turning to you, for the schools and the teachers, for the children in the classrooms, and are now praying, oh God, have mercy on them, we beg of you, and turn this country around, and they may walk with you, like the disciples did when you called them. They've left all to follow you. Grant this, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.